tree in your mother's time that, that yielded the syrup? What kind of
maple trees?
Oh, great.
Mulberry trees, do we have any anymore?
Well, we sure do in Ohio, but I don't know about here. Mulberries.
I liked mulberries. Used to, we had so many. And we had, we called them sarvices. What are they really service berries? We call them sarvices. Little red berries on the tree.
Yes, they're all about so big. Uh-huh. How did you harvest those mulberries?
Mulberries.
How did you harvest them?
The mulberries are the other little ones. Mm-hmm. Well, we just, I never did do anything with them but eat them.
Mm-hmm. Did you shake them off the tree?
Ordinarily, when they get good and ripe, if you have a big tree, you may have to throw a board or plank or something, rock up in the tree, and they'll fall off.
Mm-hmm. What about this? I've seen them coming up in the trees. Well, they have a kind of mottled bark on them, it's a different colored bark. Quite a large tree.
Hickory tree?
Well, hickory, yes, the bark.
Oh, I guess maybe
a different
you mean
color.
The
green.
Not the hemlock, is it?
No, green and white and sort of a mottled bark.
I guess sycamore?
Okay, you always say sycamore. Any other common trees that you have in this area that we haven't mentioned?
Well, we have walnut trees. And we have hazelnuts. Did you ever eat hazelnuts?
Yes, I'm very fond of them.
Well, do you have them on bushes at your place? They grow on bushes like chinky pins grow on bushes instead of on trees.
And I've asked you about that red fruit that grows in the trees to make pie of. I think I asked you.
Cherries? We have black sweet ones here too, we used to have.
They
brought, when the Germans and Swiss people came over, they brought sprats. And when the water got so scarce that they couldn't keep the plants, the roots watered, and they would spit on them.
Hmm. Is that right? Why? What about some poison bushes? Do you have a bush that grows?
Well, poison vine, we call it, and it's also called...
turns red, right?
Uh-huh. Also called, what is it called? But I can't get around it without I get poison. Call it the poison vine, or there's another word for
people
it.
People call it sumac?
Well, no, sumac doesn't do you that way.
Mm-hmm.
But this other, it's...
three leaves?
No, it's some kind of a plant, a vine.
Fine. Does it have three leaves or five?
Five leaves. It's poisonous, isn't it?
Poison oak or poison ivy?
Poison oak or poison ivy. That's right. And I can't get around it.
It does have five leaves.
I think it's five leaves that you have to have. I mean, there's some vines with three leaves in there.
Yes.
And that's not poisonous, I believe.
Okay.